way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
Hey, hey, welcome back. I don't hate everything about you, by the way.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
There's some days that I think you really kind of do, but
not everything.
You just most things, I guess, you hate.
Potentially.
All right.
That's the way it is, man.
You love me when I'm sleeping.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
So how's it been going?
It's been going very, very well.
And very, very well. Wow.
I appreciate you asking. Yes, it's been very, very well. Been running a lot, sticking to my plan, getting in the miles.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, it's been great. I feel good running again. It's rare. I don't know if I just got to figure out the secret key to losing weight again. I gotta crack that nut next.
Well, you know, you've hit that big 5-0.
Maybe, but I shouldn't have been in this position going into the big 5-0. I'm the big fatto, and I don't need that.
You know what you need? You need to talk to that guy.
Which guy?
Doug Flutie and
the Big Hurt.
Yeah, and
Frank
the Big
Thomas,
Hurt.
Hall of Fame baseball player of the Chicago White Sox, first baseman.
Yep.
El Hurto.
They
Bigo.
Know the secret, apparently.
Yeah, well, they just pop a pill. That Nugenics sounds awfully close to eugenics, which is not a good thing. So, but no, I don't think I'm gonna do that. That seems weird. Seems creepy.
We're looking to crack the code. They've cracked it. Now you don't want to know.
They were also athletes their entire lives. Although Frank Thomas has put on a few LBs since then, clearly by those commercials. But anyway, that's what I got to do. Yeah.
Just saying.
I got to figure out how to fucking lose weight, man. I'm trying to eat different. I'm trying to do things. Ugh.
That was a pleasant noise I'm sure everyone loved hearing.
God, sucks. And I do think being, you know, the 5-0 helps, or doesn't help, I should say, helps me not lose weight to some degree, but man, it's annoying.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
They'll figure it out.
I hope so.
We can just go plant-based if you want. We'll stop eating meat and stuff.
Maybe.
We'll just lots of veggies.
No, I don't think anybody needs that. Meat and veggies is good. The occasional starch. I just got to watch out what I eat, but it's a pain in the ass.
Okay.
And like, I think something affects me much more now than it did years ago.
Well, sure. That's the natural progression, right?
Well, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Nobody does.
I hate it. Anyway, go on to something else. I need something to talk about happier subject than me being fatto.
Oh, my God. 50 well, you're not,
and
but okay.
50 and hefty.
I'm sorry you're unhappy with yourself.
I know.
I don't know what to
tell you. It's going to be the name of my self-help book, To Myself. I'm sorry you're unhappy with yourself. By Joe Novak, for Joe Novak. Forward. Dear Joe, I'm writing you this book. No. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That was a weird tangent, guys.
I'll do the audio book myself. People love my voice, so I'll continue to let them enjoy it.
Have you been told by someone that they love your voice?
Nobody's told me they don't. So, same logic. Anyway, what? You were going to say something.
No, I'm not.
I know you
anything.
Get lost in my voice sometimes like that and just stare at me because my dulcet sounds soothe you and make you feel things.
I feel
that
more
you
like they
don't
bore
feel,
me,
feel
but
warm.
You know, whatever. You can want to spin it.
Wild boar, yeah.
Like Porky Pig?
Well,
or
you got
Timon.
The pork part, right? Timon is a. Not a
pork,
wild
that's
boar.
Your favorite white meat.
It is. Wow. All right. Speaking of white meat, that chicken we got from the deli was really good, too. Buffalo style chicken. I'm sure people want to know. What's the other white meat? Fish?
What?
No. There's no other white meat?
Fish is not meat.
Is it just turkey, chicken, and pork?
Yeah.
That's it? Yeah. No other other poultry would be too. Cornish hen, for example. Pheasant, perchance? Yes, no, what say you, guess. A hawk?
Well, I don't know, because do they have a lot of white meat? Or do they only have dark meat?
Why would somebody only have dark meat?
I don't know.
It's un-American. You're saying the eagle would only have dark meat. That
a
is
pheasant might.
You're a communist if you think that a bald eagle would only have dark meat. You're goddamn right it has white meat.
I don't know. I would never want to eat a bald
God
eagle.
Bless America.
I think that's a criminal act.
It's a criminal act to kill one.
Yeah.
But what if one accidentally dies? What if it's like the apocalypse?
Then you should give it a...
The apocalypse is happening. And you
and
have an opportunity
find...
to kill a bald eagle. You're killing a bald eagle.
True.
You're dining on eagle that night. You'll be passing around the plate going, "Eagle, sir? Thank you, sir. Eagle, sir? Yes, thank you." Be the fanciest meal you guys have had in months. All because you...
What makes you think that the ones eagle. Left are going to be men?
What makes you think I was voicing
Well, you kept
a
saying,
man?
"Sir, and sir, and sir, would you like some eagle, sir?"
Are you...
Wait.
Offended by some of these pronouns? Is that what you're saying? Maybe that's how they prefer to be called.
I'm thinking if it's the apocalypse, nobody gives a shit about your pronouns.
You never know. You never know.
Just saying.
Anywho.
I'm just saying. So.
Yes.
Well, how did we get on the tangent of white meat and dark meat and eating baldy? I don't even know where that came from.
It's partially your fault. Partially
it has
mine.
Nothing to do with me, actually. None whatsoever.
All right, we're done with it, though.
Are we? Should we talk about it some more?
Nope.
Oh.
Because you were about to start something. And then
I
you
was?
Got sidetracked.
You know what I heard that it's a little sad, but Steve Martin's retiring.
From what? Like, doing anything?
He just made, like, a series.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Was it,
what
it was,
series?
It was on Hulu.
Oh, was that Only Murders in Our Building or
something?
Something,
yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he is on that with Martin Short and somebody else, Selena Gomez. He's retiring from everything. Acting, comedy, that type. He really is only an actor these days, though, yeah. So.
Yeah.
So why is it said he's retiring?
Because I feel like he's one of the classics.
That's why he's retiring.
I know.
He's old.
He is. He's 76.
Wow. That was my old man. Who just called me out of the blue. Right before we were about to record, which is funny. But anyway, I think it's fine. You should not mourn that Steve Martin will not produce more content. You should embrace that you've gotten to enjoy so much of his material throughout your life. And remember that. For it is important to think about what you have had
if
and not what you missed out
on. If only everyone could see my giant eye roll right now.
Look inward to look outward and toward the psycho ward. Ward Cleaver. Did you see? It's a big day for Erie County today.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because not only does the Erie County Fair open today.
Classic.
Registration for the Turkey Trot
That's
also
right,
begins.
It does.
It's opened. It's officially
open. Did you
open.
Sign us up?
I have not yet.
Damn slacker.
We're
going
to have to wait until I get paid next. I'm not going to do it right now. But that's huge. Those are like two giant events in the Buffalo, Western New York area. Erie County Fair is one of the largest county fair?
In the state.
In the state. I thought it was in the U.S.
Is it? Yeah, because that's why it used to be called America's Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a giant county fair, which is awesome. It's fun. We go there mostly for people watching.
Yeah.
And we play a couple of games of chance, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's
we
fun.
Usually hit up a lot of the fundraising booths and stuff and spin wheels. And win cheesy prizes.
Yeah, it's all about the cheesy prizes. CP, man.
You get little rubber bracelets or pens or stress balls.
You know what we need is more bag clips. So if we have, let's make a
chip clips.
Yeah, let's make a pact right now that if we spin the wheel and we get to choose a prize and one of them is a chip clip, we're picking the chip clip.
Okay.
We have to agree on this. This is important to our marriage that you follow through on this for me.
Why?
We need more bag clips.
Really, we don't need more bag clips. We need more magnets because there's a lot of things on our refrigerator, pictures and such, that are being held up by chip clips because they have magnets on them.
Yeah, that's horseshit, see?
So we just need to find more magnets so that we can use the chip clip bags for actual chip clip bags and chip bags.
I don't like it at all.
Or we just don't have chips. So then you don't need the bags.
The
clips.
Worst option you've presented thus far.
Find you were magnets just talking about how you're trying to crack the code and move your weight.
Yeah, I said I was trying to crack the code, not chip the code. Right? So there's a big difference.
Your bean puffs that you were eating earlier today.
So good. The cheese puffs made out of black beans. They're so good. They're mac and cheese flavor. They're delicious. And it's a vegetable.
What's a vegetable?
Black bean?
No. No, it's not.
It's not a vegetable.
No. What it's a legume.
Oh, first of all, it's legume. Okay. Camp legume, maybe, but that's even lejeune. Second of all, I consider bean a vegetable.
Beans are not vegetable.
They are in my book.
Oh, God.
The book of Job.
Joe book?
Joe book. You mean book by Job? Nope. It's Joe book.
Yes. So anyways, yeah, I don't know. It's got to be like maybe 1% bean. I'm not sure what that is. How do you turn a bean into a puff? I feel like they're artificially created, and certainly none of the flavoring in there is at all natural.
Are you done raining on my parade? Biggest fucking buzzkill in the world.
Jesus. I just bought some multi-grain tortilla chips, and those are really yummy with my fresh salsas.
I hope they make you poop your pants.
That's okay, because then we shall have empty bowels.
Yeah. That's the positive side of looking at it.
You don't want that stuff sitting in there.
See?
You got to get it out.
Dude, that's what that probiotic shit does for me.
Good.
I've been on that for what? It's probably been like 6 weeks now, right? Maybe five weeks?
You got to keep stuff moving. Keep it moving.
It's weird.
It's not weird. It's normal.
Like, I wake up in the morning, and they're like, I'll be sitting there, and normally I'll pee and weigh myself and maybe take my blood pressure, which I try to do every morning. I don't have time for it. Like, whoa. All right, let's go. Take a seat, my friend, because that's where I'm going to be there for the next little while.
See, you need to have some more fermented foods.
Kombucha and coleslaw.
Yogurt.
Yogurt. Also a vegetable.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
You know what's coming up?
What is coming up? Bills season opener.
Not yet.
You mean something relevant to us?
Yeah. Well, kind of, I guess.
Bill Burr.
Well, yeah, that too. When is that?
Somewhere. I don't know, 20-something.
You know what else is the 20-something? The 21st?
Bill of Rights.
No.
Okay. Bill to address?
House of Dragons.
Oh, that's finally going to... Ooh, boy.
Ooh, boy is right.
Boy.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Nah. I'm usually not... When it comes to shows, movies, things like that, I usually don't get geeked and psyched about it, but I geeked out in Game of Thrones. So I'm really hoping that House of Dragons really raises that same level.
I don't know. Hard shoes to fill, man. Hard shoes.
Now I'm in a position where I didn't really get into Game of Thrones until there were like multiple seasons that I was able to binge watch them. Mm. It's so hard when you watch something when it's fresh out. Like, I don't want to have to wait for the next episode, right?
You got it. It's like the old days.
I know.
We're used to that. Netflix kind of fucked things up for a while because they started releasing like entire seasons of things at once.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what all these mooks started binging on shit.
Yeah. It's hard for me to binge.
I've never really binged other than when we did Game of Thrones, and that was because you were laid up for a couple weeks. We've talked about that on here, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I don't know, but it's got Matt Smith in it. And he was, the 10th Doctor? The 11th Doctor?
Nobody knows because only nerds watch that
show. Maybe the 11th. I can't remember. Either way, whenever I see him, all I can think of is Doctor Who. And he's got, this weird white wig on. And he's supposed to be an elf or some Dothraki. Not Dothraki.
No, he's not a Dothraki.
Targaryen? Is that what they were? What was her name? Keisha?
Keisha.
Khaleesi. That's what they something like that. What was her family name? You don't even know. I'm not going to ask. Don't even think about it.
They were the Targaryens.
Oh, I was right then. Did I just say that?
Yeah.
Oh, then why did you say yes?
I didn't say anything. You didn't give me an opportunity to even respond.
You're using the same logic I said where people love my voice and nobody said they hasn't. It only works for me, okay?
But does it?
It does.
But does it?
I don't know. Things weird me out sometimes. So I love, you know, I look at the stats for our podcast and things just creep me out and make me wonder. No, I was like, there's times where like an episode or even like the podcast itself will have just like a huge increase in one day in listens. And I'm like, oh, fuck, what did we say something on that? Is it like being spread all over the place? Like, is this, did we say something really stupid that people are going
to maybe
go after us for? I don't know.
Bring it on.
But like today was one of those days. I'm looking, I'm like, what in the fuck is going on? Like an inordinate amount of listens to one of our.
To a particular, just one episode?
Last week.
Oh, to last week. Oh, okay.
Insane. Well, just today. It's really weird. Freaks me out. You're freaking me out, Jimmy.
I don't know.
We'll see. Nothing left to do but see.
I wish we could find out how much of it they listen to.
You kind of can, depending on where you look. I think some things give you that data and some don't, but like where we host and that kind of stuff doesn't break it down like that.
Break it down.
Boo. Woo. Woo. Yeah. It is hammer time, in fact. So you said you wanted to do some freestyle rapping this week.
I'm working on it. I'm practicing.
You're not ready yet.
No, not ready to break it out.
Come on, dude. We talked about this the other day.
Mm-mm.
Okay, you were
don't
fucking,
put me on the spot. That's
I'm not
right.
You on the
it's
spot,
not right, Joseph.
But you
don't
were
do
throwing
that.
Down fucking rhymes that murdered. It was so good. It fucking slapped. And now you're not prepared or you got stage fright? I'm telling you, at 48 or 49 years old, you could legit have a career rapping. Not presence either. I know what you're thinking. You're that good. You really, what? I know you laugh when you get embarrassed, but it's true.
Is this a stepbrother's moment right here?
Yeah, it sounded like it a little bit. Are you messing with me? Hey, it's me, Dale, okay? That wasn't a good John C. Reilly voice.
I think I saw angels.
I can't even look at you right now, Brendan. That was a terrible impersonation. Oh, my God.
That was terrible, stop.
I can't look at you, Brendan.
What kind of cartoon character was that?
I don't know. That's how I sounded, though. It's terrible.
Oh, boy. This is going askew terribly.
It is. It's going a little sideways at times. I thought about this. Do you think like nude beaches have like a no-boner policy?
I
wonder.
I don't think they can.
You don't think they can what? Have an MVP?
Yeah.
You down with MVP? I don't know.
Maybe
I'm wondering.
You could have a no.
What?
I don't know.
You're talking about, you're trying to find like a female equivalent?
No.
There isn't one.
I was going to say like a no orgasm policy maybe. I don't know. But, I mean, it doesn't.
Don't make us bleach the beach. No jizz.
Bleach the beach.
Good God. I don't know. But I remember seeing some story about like some dude getting beat up at a nude beach because he was maybe spending a little too much time looking at a certain person or something like that, or people. Like, they thought he was just being a creep. And some other naked guys, I think, kind of showed a butt for.
Okay, one, where did you see this?
I can't remember. Oh, I'll have to look it up someday and see.
Weird sites you're reading about.
Hey.
I mean, it makes sense, but
right.
I don't
so
know.
So that made me think, is there a policy against, you know, the no-boner policy? Do you have to sign a clause?
Can you make that happen?
How would you like to be that lifeguard? Hey! Think about baseball, buddy. You got 5 minutes to get that thing under control. Be a terrible job.
Your mom.
My mom was not a lifeguard.
No. No, but that might help your situation.
Might help my situation? You think about your mom. Yeah. Oh, okay. Gotcha. True. I don't know. NBP is probably a real thing.
You should do some research.
I'm not going to Google nude beach boners. Images, please.
I feel like you've probably Googled a lot worse.
Oh, maybe. What?
Nothing. So.
Keeping you up? Jesus Christ.
Listen, I just got done with a bike ride.
No, shut up.
And then I ate dinner, and now I'm here. Yeah. So it tends to happen. My body's crashing.
You ate a wonderful dinner.
So, like, your body, you set my mind down the hole.
Talk about boners?
And then I'm thinking, what are the laws in New York about nude beaches? Are there any? Can women go topless in New York?
I hope so.
Then this is where my mind went.
Was that the end of it?
Just questions. That's it. That's it. That's all I've got.
So you just think about things and ask questions and don't, like, ever, do you ever, you ever going to look that up?
No. I mean, it's not like I'm going to go topless in the park or anything, so why
not?
I really care. It was just weird, like,
hey,
dumb facts.
I support you if you want to do that. The problem with you is you'll get bug bites everywhere and you won't enjoy it.
I was going to say, until I ask you to put sunscreen on my back and it's a nuisance because of put you out of your way, and then I get a huge huff and you go, ugh, then I got to wash my hands.
Do I have to wash my hands afterwards?
This happens
yes.
Every time I ask you, I wear a tank to go running and I ask
not,
you to put sunscreen on my
back. I recognize my duty as a husband.
Every time I get the huff.
Bunch of fucking duty, but I recognize what I need it to do, so you're welcome. You're welcome.
I'm going to start asking you to do real shit, and then we'll give you something to complain about.
I told you I ordered some pants, right, that finally came in. I ordered some stuff from
what,
Old Navy.
Oh, what, you finally try to wear some pants around this house? Is that what it is?
Oh, whoa, look at you. that was moderate. Moderately funny. Is that the judges? 7.6 out of 10. That was okay. Keep trying, kid. I ordered some jeans and some pantaloons from Old Navy. And
some slacks?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't call
I
them
feel
slacks.
Like you're 50, so now you start calling them slacks.
I'm not going to call them slacks.
Are you going to iron your jeans, too?
I don't iron my jeans, no. Anyway, listen. So, there's so much to digest. I had a debacle with shorts, if you recall, from Old Navy earlier in the beginning of the summer. I ordered 6 pair of shorts online.
Yeah, Old Navy stiffed you.
And 0 were available for shipment. So, a little bit curious about the jean and pants situation. Got them right away. Very happy. I didn't get slacks. I got a pair of like casual khaki kind of things.
I see them over there, and they look like a pair of tan slacks.
No, they're chinos, maybe more so than khakis.
They're tan slacks and 2 pair of dungarees.
Yes, I definitely have some dungarees there. Interesting thing about one of those pair of dungarees is the product description. And I now own a pair of these.
A pair of dungarees?
A pair of original, loose, gender-neutral, non-stretch jeans for adults. I think I'm gay. Original,
gay or transitioning?
Loose,
I don't know.
Gender-neutral, non-stretch jeans for adults. Come on. What a fucking description. That's hilarious.
So they must be purchased by what? Like
anybody that wants
And we
them.
Had this discussion the other day. No. So we had a discussion the other day, and I said how it's so much easier for guys to buy pants because
yes.
It simply goes by your waist size and your inseam, right?
Correct.
So you could pretty much buy almost any pair of style pants you want. Boom, they're going to fit.
Here's how little you know. It's not waist and inseam. It's just waist and length, okay?
Isn't that what your inseam is?
Yeah, I know. I don't know what an inseam is. I don't appreciate you accusing me of knowing, okay?
It is the inseam.
I don't
just
need to
so
know,
you know
what that is.
Just so you know. Very few women's clothing are like that. Very few. You get sizes like size 2, size 8.
They never let you know
size
what the
12,
inseam is, do they, those sons of bitches?
12 long, 12 petite. Okay, what does that mean? Okay, no, there's no like industry standard for these terms. Everybody's, all these different companies are all willy-nilly. Like all size 6s are not the same. Let me tell you, this is why I hate shopping. Very few pants can you buy, say, and you know it's a 28 waist. Because they just don't sell women's clothing this way. Do you want to know why? Because women are crazy people, and they don't want to admit what their waist size really is.
Is that really it? Is that what drives that, for real?
I do. I think that I really honestly think that's part of it. they don't want to have to either measure or know what it is. So that's the industry's way of, you know, glancing over that. They assign these erroneous numbers to the sizes of clothing that are not even standardized.
26. Ooh,
and just
nice.
For the record, the quote-unquote designer clothes, the more expensive high-end clothes, their size 6 is much bigger than everybody else's size 6.
Oh, boy, look at you just busting out all of the inner secrets of the fashion industry.
That's what they do. They pander to those people, those bitches with money, because they want to buy, be able to say they're a size 6, even though in reality that size 6 they're buying is a size 12.
Listen, do you want the entire fucking industry to come down on us? The fashion industry? The garment industry?
Bring it, okay?
Coco Chanel?
Bring it.
Tommy Hilfiger? Mr. Polo?
All of them.
Champion? Just goes by one name. That's how cool he is. Started a clothing line. Just named it after himself.
Well, no, it's because he's the champion.
That's his name, is Champion.
No,
it's like
not.
Prince and Madonna and Mercury.
No.
Yes. But yeah, you can't expose them like that because they are a giant industry that's going to come after us now. Thank you.
Yeah, well.
That's not what we need.
You got to face the truth. Facts are facts.
Facts are facts. That is true in many ways. I agree with that.
We're going to get canceled now.
Why?
The woke folk are going to come after us.
I know. They could.
They're going to be mad because you bought their jeans.
Yeah. Like, that's a
now
size
there's some
I needed, asshole.
Transitioning or gender-neutral individual out there.
Somebody is going
to
get the old Navy shorts treatment. Except as it comes, as it relates
you bought
to
them
jeans.
On them.
Maybe. Well, we'll see how they fit. I may have to return them.
I think all the proceeds from those jeans should have to go to an LGBT, LMNOPQ plus organization.
Jesus Christ. Why? No, you know what? Never mind. What you said was perfectly fine enough for me to understand. We don't need to dive into that further. I don't.
I think they're pandering.
Let's keep pandering, maybe, but... I'm not slacking there, am I? Huh? Hey, speaking of pants, what would you consider khakis?
What?
Yeah,
would
like
I
if somebody
consider?
Said describe khakis, what would you describe them as?
They're tan pants.
Okay, so do you think there could be blue khakis? And it's just a navy blue pair of pants. Black khakis. I saw these advertised.
I believe the quote unquote term khakis came from the tan pants, but I believe that it kind of got tweaked to kind of cover that whole material of pants, the cotton twill style pants that aren't jeans.
So it's kind of like a Reynolds wrap type thing.
Right, so
same
all
material,
plastic
all tin
wrap
okay,
is
gotcha.
Considered,
obviously,
yeah.
I was going with tinfoil, but, you know, whatever. I was going with something that was infinitely recyclable, and you were going with plastic that's going to kill a bird.
Only if I wrap it around its head.
I hope it's not a bald eagle.
Oh, he stay out of the garbage.
Good dinner, I'm telling you, man. There's a lot of white meat on that son of a bitch.
So you're upset because they're calling cotton twill pants that are blue and black khakis?
I'm not saying I'm upset. I just wanted to confirm that what I was thinking if there can't really be blue khakis made sense.
They're trying to, you know, they don't know what else to call them, so that's what they're going with.
Okay. That's fine. I'm just wanted to vet that with somebody who I love and trust and whose opinion I greatly appreciate.
Well,
and
since we're bringing down the whole fashion community here today. Yeah.
Don't even get me started on bandanas. What the fuck are you talking about? Nope.
Bandana is the most underappreciated piece of accessory, underutilized.
I disagree. I'm going to go with the ascot. Classy, makes people really think you. I think If I saw somebody with an ascot, that's who I'm going to ask for either advice or for an answer on a question I've been thinking really hard about.
That's why you don't own one.
Well,
because
right.
you wouldn't have answers for anyone.
That's what I'm saying. I think an ascot is probably the most distinguished and fanciest sort of accessory you can have. Bandana, not so much. Bandana says, I probably smell like Marlboros.
Bandana like
says,
what?
Marlboros. I didn't say that right, but you know what I meant.
I think you stroked out.
They're going to say, I'm sorry, I can't that night. I'm probably playing bingo. Those are the things you would expect
from
somebody
wearing a
bandana.
I bet you can walk into any bingo hall and not see a bandana.
I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the bandana per capita average is, but I bet you it's more than you think. It's definitely more than ascots. You don't see a lot of ascots at bingo halls.
You don't see a lot of ascots anywhere. Mostly because we don't hang out in places where people that own ascots would be.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe we need to go down to the yacht club. You think it's yachts? A yacht?
Where else would you find them? You always see their dinner jackets and ascots on their yacht.
We were just on a boat last week.
I didn't see any ascots. Thurston Howell III.
See, there you go. He didn't want to be on that boat, though. I think he wants to be stuck in that island with those fools.
No. Him and Lovey don't want to be there.
I think he was going to try and kill Lovey on the boat, and that's why he's so angry. They ran into that weather. They crashed. He can't kill her now. Everybody's going to know it's him.
True.
Who's going to blame it on the headhunters? They were only on like one in every like 30 episodes.
Good call.
Right?
And for all you youngsters that have no idea what we're talking about Gilligan's Island, people. Gilligan's Island. Three-hour tour.
I think most people know what Gilligan's Island is, even younger people. Even in some sort of, there's got to be some reference point to it, maybe, no? I don't know. I'm surprised that hasn't been redone. Maybe that's what I should do. That's my goal.
What?
Get Gilligan's Island remade.
Who would the cast be?
Well, naturally, I would be in the cast. I think I would.
Naturally?
I would cast myself.
As
a castaway.
As the headhunter?
As a castaway. Like them. I would not be a headhunter, no. How dare you?
Would you be...
We need an actual headhunter to play an actual headhunter.
I don't know. Who would you be? The captain?
No, I might be the professor.
The professor?
I think I could pull off the professor, in a sexual way.
All right.
I'm going to look into this. I got to see what it takes to produce that kind of stuff. I don't know. But I'm going to find out.
Okay.
You ready to wrap this up? I'm going to be a giant mogul in Hollywood. Then I'll be ready to take on the fashion textile industry.
Okay.
Well,
just going to ride your coattails.
We're going to ban coattails, especially if we're going against the textile industry and the fashion industry.
Okay.
They would want us to have coattails. Think about it. Okay.
Coattails are just as fancy as ascots.
That's true. All right. Coattails and ascots. That's going to be the name of our bar, too. All right. This is rolling. We're going to be rich. This is awesome. Okay. I love you very much.
Wait, no, it can't be a bar. I feel like it should be a lounge if you're going to name it Coattails and
Fine.
Ascots.
We'll consider. Maybe there'll be a lounge part of it. But
Okay.
We got to get to. I got a sketch. I got to get out of my head.
All right.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Bye.
Bye.